All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, welcome back.
Hey y'all, welcome back. Sugar pie honey, what?
Sugar pie honey bun.
What is it? Oh, honey bun. Hey sugar pie honey buns.
You know that we love you.
Yes.
Yes, if you're here, we love you. If you're new here, welcome.
Welcome. We love you too. It's not by chance that you're here. So you're part of the gang now. Gang, gang. What's tea?
So.
How's your weekend?
Oh.
Is that how we usually get in?
Yeah. Yeah, that is. My weekend. Well, this weekend I went to Tennessee. I went to the country. If you are one of our patrons, you know why I went. So you have to go be a patron to figure out why I went. But I can share what I did while I was there. So yeah, I was in Tennessee visiting family. Mm-hmm. And I had a good time, you know. Tennessee is much different from LA, I will say that. Much slower paced.
Do you feel like you were able to relax a little bit?
I definitely relaxed. I went to the spa.
She was at the spa.
I really felt 31. I'm like, if this is what 31 is, then, you know, I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of the spa, like, people just drive slower.
Which is nice.
They move slower.
Mm-hmm.
There's hella trees.
Oh, nice.
You know, in LA, we don't really have that. In California,
the oxygenation.
You know? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of trees. Not many people of color.
Oh no.
Girl, why did I see them outside selling Make America Great Again merchandise coupled with the Trump for 2020.
The MAGA.
You know we would never see that on the street in LA. You know how it's they be rare. Selling the Obama stuff on Crenshaw?
Yeah, it's more liberal here. That's why we're a blue state.
Right.
I wonder, is Tennessee a red? I mean, is Nashville?
I think Tennessee is
a red state? That's probably why.
I think Tennessee is a red state.
Are
is
you
Tennessee a red state?
Doing your Googles. We're not is good here with math or politics. Or geography. I'm terrible with geography. I suck.
Tennessee has not voted for a Democratic presidential nominee since 1996.
Okay, so we're red. It's a red state.
It is considered a safe Republican state.
Okay. That's why you've seen the MAGA merch.
And that's why I didn't feel at home.
It's okay. Other than that?
Any state that's red is not home to me. But you know what? Okay, so I was downtown. I was in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And I had put on my story like I was at, I was by the B.B. King, whatever that is, which is supposed to be historical.
Right. Okay.
For the Nashvilleites,
mm-hmm,
or Nashvillians, whatever, you know, y'all are called, they're called. Girl, a girlfriend listener messaged me and said that she was about to be on her way down there. You know what I said? I said, you know what? Who would have thought that we would have listeners across the state? I said, you know what? We really got hoes in different area codes. Y'all not hoes.
But you know what we mean.
We're
hoes in a good way.
Sisters. Beloved sisters in different. We got beloved.
Sisters.
Beloved
we got sisters. In different area codes.
I was like, wow, we really have.
So what happened? Did you link up with her? Did you guys exchange? Did you guys do a little key?
No, I didn't see the message till later.
Oh,
but
okay. Were you like, hey, sorry, I'm gone now?
I just told her it was cracking down there because it was cracking down there.
Oh, okay.
But
next time we're going on a world tour.
The day that I'm out of the state and somebody comes up to me talking about something about the Black Girl Bravado, I'm quitting that job because clearly I'm not a basic bitch anymore.
No. At that point, we've made
walking papers.
At that point, hey, just so you know, we've made it.
So yeah, Tennessee was cool. Got back today,
uh-huh,
and here we are today.
Here we are, dedication, working this job.
Dedication.
It ain't no Labor Day. We didn't have Labor Day off because here we are laboring.
Laboring.
The labor of
the
love.
The labor of love, though.
The labor of love.
So, yes, we're for sure laboring. But, yeah, I had a good time. How was your weekend?
My weekend was slow. It was easy. It was relaxing. It was chill. It was cool. I did some adulting, some errands. It was nice that I didn't have much going on. So, yeah, that's it. It was chill. It was chill. She was alone.
Okay. Okay, all right.
More on that later.
Well, more on what?
Nothing. I mean, I really ain't got nothing to share.
More on?
Nothing.
Would
I
you
was
like to? Okay.
She don't want to. Leave it there.
Okay, so new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Okay, so
what's up? What happened in the world? Just so you know, if you're new here, if you're new here.
We're anticipating new.
Typically, yeah, you better be new. There better be somebody new here. Typically, we take this time to dish tea on hot topics, culture, what's going on in the world. Sometimes the new week, new tea is about us, and sometimes it's not. So this week it ain't.
This week it's not.
So what happened?
Our girl Cassie.
Cassie? YG would call her Bassie.
Goodbye.
Just saying.
Cassie, our sister Cassie, if we're calling her sister Sassy. Our sister Cassie, Sassy.
Sassy Cassie.
She got engaged.
Uh-huh.
To Alex Fine Ass Fine.
Yeah, Alex Fine, Fine.
Somebody said, because you know people, the tweets started going around saying, you guys, this is why you need to leave your situationships or your dating relationships. Basically making Cassie, the Black community has made Cassie and Sierra the poster children.
Yeah, yeah. They're the prototype.
Yeah, we've made them as the example, right? So they were like, y'all need to stop using them as y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. I forgot what they said. Basically saying,
leave them where they are.
Yeah.
I know. And I heard Charlamagne, Uncle Charlo, was saying, like, at some point, Alex Fine was not a good nigga. He's not a nigga. We know he's not a nigga. But at some point, he wasn't a good man to some woman. He just happened to be the right man for Cassie.
That makes me.
And the same thing for.
I know, but you know what happens?
What?
I mean, it's true.
Oh, my God.
I just hate the women. I just feel bad for the women who had to struggle with him for now to see this public glow up.
But the, but he,
don't you think that's a knife to the stomach?
No.
If you had to struggle, whoever he wasn't a good man to.
But the thing is,
how would you feel?
I mean, you know how I would feel. I'd be like, that's my good man. I'd be like, bring him back, Cassie.
My man.
Give him back, girl.
Right.
No, but you know, honestly, oh, that makes it, that sounds so much better, closer. Honestly, it is what it is. And I'm so tired. Because technically, he was her nigga from the off the rip. Even when he was dealing with you, he still wasn't yours. If we're just thinking about things in a,
I get it.
You
I,
know, in a more,
I understand.
Bigger picture.
And I totally do get it, but also I'm acknowledging the real feelings that may come up as well.
I know. I would
I
be
know
sad.
Nothing that's for you will pass you.
Yeah.
But.
And all things are working together for the good of those that are called to the.
The initial feeling. The initial reaction would probably be like, oh. And then I would be like, but you know what?
But what if he dogged?
He wasn't for me.
Right. And what if he was doing the dog out? Being a nasty, sick motherfucker.
Yeah.
See?
I mean,
let him go.
At the end of the day, they seem to be perfect for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's applauding Cassie. The hot girls are up by 500 million points.
Million.
We're winning.
Because if somebody get my old niggas, I don't want them, girl. Congratulations. They were for you all along.
Congratulations.
They were for you all along. They were never mine. I didn't want they raggedy ass because I didn't.
Yeah.
They going to be looking at me when
what
I glow up like
that.
What
did they say that to you? Like, I didn't want her raggedy ass.
Oh, no. They could never. A bitch nigga. Snitch nigga. Bitch nigga. Oh, nigga. You could never.
Well, yeah. So she's engaged. The engagement looks. I guess he's affiliated with the Compton Cowboys.
Yeah. I don't know how, but I think he's like a friend or he works out with
him. Is he a cowboy?
I think he likes to ride.
I would ride that like
I knew you were going to say something sick. The pony.
I would definitely ride that like I had keys.
Keys?
Ride it like you got keys. You ain't heard that BJ the Chicago Kid?
Oh, is that on the new album?
Yeah, the new song.
Don't know all the lyrics.
Bottom line is, it would be road.
You would be getting
like
on
a Compton Cowgirl.
You would be.
You're a Compton Cowboy. What a coincidence. I'm a Compton Cowgirl.
Oh my God, you say cowboy, I'm a cowgirl.
Yeah.
Sick.
But yes, she looks happy. He looks happy. Happy
for them.
She looks
cute
them.
And pregnant.
Beautiful. Those maternity photos were killer.
She's going to have such a cute little baby.
She is.
The seed. Like your mother would say, my seed.
What else happened? Just the other day, yesterday, Kevin Hart was in a bad accident.
Yeah, and he wasn't even driving.
Who was driving?
Not Kevin.
I hope it's not no Terrence J type.
Oh, no.
Remember what happened with Terrence J?
Yeah. He got in what a sick way. I would be shook one.
But if you guys don't know what happened with Terrence J, he got into an accident. He wasn't driving. Another woman was driving, and he was in a relationship, and it wasn't the woman that he was in a relationship with, and that relationship ended.
Yeah.
So I don't know who Kevin Hart was in the car with, but he had to have some surgery, so it seems like it was pretty serious. Thankful that he's alive.
Prayers up.
And I'm sure his family is thankful as well. So, yeah, be safe out there. It happened at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they drove off a cliff, right? Or some into a ditch or some shit like that.
Yeah, and the car like flipped over.
Oh, Lord.
And I think he had to have back surgery.
Oh.
Scary.
You know what?
I saw two cars on fire, like completely burned when I was in Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, what the fuck y'all got going on out here?
Mm. You know, it's weird thinking of speaking of back surgery.
What?
When I was at the gym a couple weeks ago, I had the bar on my neck and my hair was right here, right? And I tried to lift my hair up and I accidentally lift the bar up and the bar came down on my neck. I said, oh shit, a bitch. Imagine it. I just kept thinking, imagine if I would have just collapsed and been paralyzed.
You took it far.
I know, but imagine if it was like, because Brittany, I started having tingling in my arm yesterday. I said, oh, okay, this is from
that. How heavy was the weight?
Maybe like 40 pounds, 40, 50 pounds. I said, oh, her C-spine is acting up.
Sit down, because that's because you think you really
are a trainer. Hey, we've been in the gym. No, seriously, that really, I was like, oh, yo, something's going on. I'm like, I cannot have surgery. I cannot. She cannot.
Do better.
Seriously. Okay, that was it.
So yeah, we're praying for Kevin Hart, hoping he has a speedy recovery. And yeah. Anything else?
I think that's it.
And that's all the tea. Okay, well.
He's so contagious. Remember that song? He turns my pages.
And what I waited for.
Oh, there it is.
He keeps me guessing.
Keeps me guessing.
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
What was her name? Truth Hurts.
Her name was Truth Hurts, yeah.
Truth Hurts.
And she sung Addicted, right? Was that? Oh, that was Addicted, huh?
That was Cassie.
I'm so contagious. What?
I'm addicted to
no,
you.
That song is called Addicted, though.
No, it's called Contagious.
So Contagious. What the fuck is called Addicted?
It's called So Contagious.
Something's called Addicted, though. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I
wish I could look on my phone, but instead we're recording.
I only know her for
Okay, so sidebars. Now that that's done, we just want to remind you all to make sure you rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. That's very, very important.
Very important.
This week, you girls came through.
You did. Another week you came through.
Another week.
I think we were at 748.
748, really?
Last week we were at 748 because I remember saying we needed 252.
Okay.
And this week we're at 760, meaning we need a whopping 240 to make our goal of 1,000 by December 31st, 2019. We're putting our trust in you all.
But that's good. Y'all came through. You
know guys
we
came
need 13.
Through. We met our quota of 12. Was it there or is it 13?
13 okay. per week.
Okay, so I'm one homegirl short.
So don't fuck up.
Yeah.
That's what the basically.
Yeah, no, really. In all honesty, the ratings and reviews are just a little token. You don't
a
even have
token.
To leave a review. You can just rate if you don't feel like you have the words to say. We love them all the same, but they will help. They help us. They help us
they
tremendously.
Do.
We are an indie, small, Did. Grassroots effort here, okay? It's just this girl and I. And the rest of the work is you all.
Yes. Yeah. It's collaborative effort. This is our ecosystem. And you know what? I noticed a lot of girlfriends saying, I don't know how to rate a review. I don't know how to rate a review.
So we need to do a tutorial.
We'll do a tutorial. It's very simple. Yeah. We'll put some shit up
and
on the story.
And this is if you are an Apple Podcast listener. If you're not an Apple Podcast listener.
It basically don't even count.
Then we have another way
kidding.
That you can support.
I'm just kidding.
But let's do our review of the week.
Yeah. You rolling the dice?
Yes. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to read Miss T.
Okay, read it.
She says, my new girlfriends, I have recently embarked on a journey of clearing my mind of clutter. Upon doing that, I decided to listen to podcasts more. I have found and listened to many podcasts, but the Black Girl Bravado podcast is a gem that I am happy I have found. It's a mixture of talking about current events, personal trials and tribulations, laughter, and educational topics. So far, all of the episodes I have come across have been relatable in so many ways. Constantly listening to this podcast has definitely helped clear my mind of unnecessary Germany. You guys, we're recording this and Germany is cutting up. I'm telling you.
No, I'm just doing like a praise dancer. I'm just doing the words that you're saying. I'm doing the motions.
Like a sign?
Like a praise dancer too, because okay. That's what they do. And I'm a praise dancer.
Let me continue. I cannot. Go. If you're a Black girl, listen to this podcast. 5 stars across the board, ladies.
Because we're 5-star chicks. Thank you so much,
Thank
T.
Thank you, Miss T.
We appreciate that. That is love right there. Why are you laughing?
Because you're sick. You're missing out if you're not a patron.
Another way to support this podcast is by joining us over on Patreon.com. Patreon is a way that creatives are using, the platform to render more support from people who want to affirm the work that you already love. So essentially there's tons of bonus material, videos, like Brittany said, we're recording a video right now
for
the patrons.
We're recording a video right now. This week we're also releasing our affirmations, visual and audio. Coming.
Yes.
We will have our mid-month check-in in a
couple weeks. Yeah. And
our playlist is dropping this week,
shit.
Our September playlist.
Yes. Our journal prompts.
Drop every week.
Every week. So if you would like to join us over on Patreon, we'd love to have you. Just go on over there, find the tier that meets your needs, that you feel resonates with you, and unlock some bonus shit.
We also have a baby tier.
A baby tier.
A baby tier of $2 just to say, hey.
The work that you're doing means a lot to me. That's it.
$2.
For $2 a month, you can do
$12,
that.
$24 a year.
That's it. That's it. And we know times are hard, so we don't want to say that's it. Actually, we just appreciate it if you could. So, our new patrons this week.
We have two new homegirls. Two new patrons have come on over to the good side.
Gang.
And we want to shout y'all out because you all are our special babies. So, first one, Trinity.
Hey, Trinity.
Beautiful name.
Yes. And holy name.
And our second one, Dawn.
Hey, Dawn.
Dawn is always like, reminds me of a sophisticated woman.
Does it?
Hey, I'm Dawn. If you say, I'm Dawn, say less.
Okay.
That means I'm about my business. I want a four-letter name. If I have a child, she's getting a four. He.
Quinn.
I feel like.
You don't like Quinn?
I don't want to say I don't like it. That's five letters.
No, Q-U-I-N.
Oh, I thought it was two N's.
You do what you may.
Yeah.
Four or five. It's versatile.
Anyway, Dawn, beautiful name as well. Thank you for your support.
Thank y'all so much.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so last week, here you go.
Should we make our announcement now or later?
Right now.
Okay.
So, you know the way y'all take time off from your job every year, a couple times a year? We got to take some time off from this job. Not in a bad way.
We're going on vacation, literally and figuratively.
Yes.
We are literally going on vacation.
We are.
So, after this week, for the next 2 weeks, there will not be an episode.
Don't drag us.
But, if you're a patron.
Yeah. We'll still be tapping in over there.
We'll be tapping in over there and you will be getting the mid-month check-in.
Ooh, I got a great fucking idea. How about we record a little something-something for the girls while we're in Mexico and upload it on Patreon? Because that's super easy to do. We just record some shit for y'all.
So we'll be taking a break from here.
But we won't be taking a break from Patreon.
Okay? Yeah. So Patreon, rest. we'll be tapping in with you to some capacity.
Yeah.
But as for this house... The doors will be locked. The lights will be off. We may leave a light on and let people know somebody might be home. You know, we don't want people breaking into our shit.
I don't know if we're doing that. Maybe the oven light.
I'm just saying.
The tiniest light.
But if you ring the doorbell, we won't be answering.
We
won't be here for 2 weeks. That's all we're saying. We have to do a little bit of recalibration and restoration.
Yeah, yeah.
The drag by the bottom of the ass is...
It's real.
We haven't taken a break in a minute. So
we haven't.
We're going to be doing that.
And you know what else that I want to say?
Don't fret.
We'll be back on the 24th. We'll be back here giving you what you love. And another thing that will not be leaving is that Facebook group. I am in awe. Okay. She's in awe.
Germany calls me in the middle of the workday about this damn Facebook group. Okay. She calls me like, you know, I just want to say that Facebook group. I'm like, what happened?
You know, because, you know.
I'm like, let me go to the Facebook group.
Let me express my gratitude for 1 second. When Brittany and I sat down to create this podcast that we didn't know was going to be this podcast a couple years ago, never in a million years when I said we want to create a community or that was the intention, that it would be what it is. And the Facebook group is a clear reflection. It's an extension of us. And the way you guys like work in that group, honey, I feel like a proud mom. She feels like,
she does.
Not like I'm y'all's mamas.
No.
You know, because we're
a
sisters.
A proud mom of the community.
Of the community
not
that we built.
Not of the members of the community, of the...
The community itself.
Yes.
So, yeah, to see y'all in there talking about, like, upcoming life events that are, like, changes, moving, asking for advice from one another, talking about relationship issues, that is really a safe space that y'all share shit in there that you wouldn't necessarily go share with anybody else. My heart, it's warmed, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to witness.
Yeah, so if you are looking for people to connect with, to engage with like-minded women, get on over in that Facebook group. They're building community. They're hanging
out.
Happy
hours are being coordinated.
All type of shits.
I want to check back and see if the mommies linked up for Labor Day, because I know a couple of mommies were discussing a possible Labor Day link up. And you know what? We always talk about wanting to meet new friends, and this is a perfect space to meet like-minded individuals in your city, because if you listen to the podcast, there's a big chance that you guys share common interests and goals.
Common interests and goals are being shared.
Period.
Yeah, so just use that as a resource. It's nothing like connecting with other black women. Black, okay?
50 Shades
So get
black.
In on them in there. The Facebook group is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout. It's a secret group. It's a safe space. We will approve you as long as you're not sick.
We do filter.
We do. We have to vet everybody who comes in. So it's a sisterhood. You've been chosen.
It's a secret society.
Period. So yeah, just wanted to plug that real quick because it's growing crazy. It's doing so well. Proud of y'all.
And to think we struggled.
In the beginning stages. So last week's episode.
Last week, I have it here for you.
Thank you so much. We're doing a lot today. So last week's episode was episode 111. Oh my gosh. Love is blind, toxic monogamy culture. So we've been trying to share affirmations with you all that resonate with the episode. And the affirmation was, like my life, my romantic relationship is in perfect flow. In last week's episode, we discussed the relative new concept, toxic monogamy. I feel like I'm saying it wrong because I'm having alcohol. It's rare to see these two words together, but we're shedding light on what toxic monogamy looks like in today's society while also providing you with the tools to understand your romantic relationship or ships, if you're into that kind of thing, is unique and individualistic and does not have to be defined nor determined by a cultural standard. So yeah, relationships, love, engaging with people looks different for all of us, but we got to know what's sick and what's not sick.
Period.
Right?
That's
it. I used that on somebody this weekend. I'm like, I don't subscribe to your toxic monogamy ways. This is the thing.
You're so sick.
No, seriously, because I was watching Moonlight. Have you seen Moonlight?
Bitch, have I?
It was kind of weird. A little bit.
Weird but good.
Weird but good. Yeah, I was definitely into it. And I was like, yo, who's this nigga at the end? Trevante.
He fine.
As fuck.
Bitch.
When he popped those grills out, I was like, ooh, you could put those grills all over my
I want a grill.
Lips.
You know I've been wanting a grill.
Yeah. Officially, Beyonce's grill was lit.
Officially looking, to put that on my Christmas list, manifesting that for Christmas.
Okay. Well, Trevante, back to Trevante.
Fine.
So somebody I know was like, oh, you think he's so cute, huh? And I'm like, why does it matter? Why does it matter what you think? Do you believe that people, no, seriously, like, do you believe that people can't be attracted to other people?
Right.
Just because you're engaging in something else? Not that I am. I'm just saying.
His attraction is not null and void because.
Whew, he's fine.
As fuck.
I'm like, I need to follow him. Girl, DM.
Germany. When I saw that man, look at him on Instagram.
I cannot.
I would be a thought to him.
I knew you were gonna say thought. Oh my God, Trevante. Trevante.
I'm always like saying that I would be a thought to Yana for these niggas that I don't think I'll ever come across. I'm wondering what would really happen the moment that I come across.
Yeah, what would happen if Trevante pulled up like, oh.
If he hit my titty, I would be like, that's not a thing to do to a lady.
If he was like, well, I'm Trevante, so what's good?
No, that would turn me off. I would be like, I get it. You are fine, but I don't want you to think that.
You don't want him to know he's fine? Okay, mm-hmm. So what are you willing to do? What did this interaction, he has to take you out on a date?
Yes.
Okay, so he's taking you out on a date. Let's set the mood.
Okay, if he takes me out on a date, then after that.
That's all I needed was a date. He can't hit your titty.
Can't hit my titty.
But
he can take me on a date and then he can hit the kitty.
Ooh.
That is so.
A little kitty and a little titty in your mouth. Hit it.
Anyway, yeah, I agree. He's fine.
As hell. I was like, oh, wow, who's that? I've never seen you before.
You've never seen him? No. I've posted him before on my story.
Oh, maybe I didn't know that was him because Trevante. Woo.
Mm. Okay.
He's sexy.
So this week.
Yeah, this week. Now that we're done with that, y'all.
Now that we're done with our shits and giggles, let's get into the real reason why we're here.
Why you're here.
You know, we go from 0 to 100 real quick.
Oh, I'm sweating. Look at that, y'all. Sweaty Betty.
It's been a real summer, a real hot girl summer this past. Was it hot out here this weekend?
Fuck yeah.
It was so hot where I was. I'm like, ooh.
God, did you have your black girl sunscreen?
I forgot it.
Damn.
I had my
you
sunscreen.
You forgot it, girl. You forgot it, girl.
I had my sunscreen for my face, my Urban Skin RX, but I did not have my skin and body.
Yeah.
My body, my black girl sunscreen. And when I was out there in that Tennessee heat.
Y'all getting the real raw deal. Okay, my feet
girl,
are
I up. Had my feet up there and the bottom of my socks were brown. That is unacceptable. Anyway, we are cutting up today. Okay, so the real reason why we're here is because we want to talk about anticipatory anxiety.
Yes.
Now, we've spoken about anxiety here on the show before. Mm-hmm. Maybe you haven't gone back to that episode because I was in the beginning.
That was in the very formative years, y'all.
Very formative?
Yeah.
But the reality
is... Yeah.
Anxiety is a real thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And anxiety, we've talked about social anxiety, general anxiety. So now we want to talk about this specific or niche or what? What do you want to call it?
It's just really a component of more disorders, like panic disorders. It's just understanding ourselves better.
Yes.
So... to understand anticipatory anxiety, we need to understand what anxiety is.
First off,
this shit bang. Hey, ask around. I'm the motherfucking bang. I can't wait to have this break so I can turn up and then, you know, come back feeling like a new bitch.
We've also been going out during the week.
That's new. I know. But anyway, so anxiety, if you don't know, which you probably do, but anxiety is the feeling of nervousness, it's unease, it's worry, and it typically occurs in the absence of an imminent threat, right? And this is different from fear because fear is our body's natural response to like a real immediate danger. Like, yo, I'm really scared.
Like, I know something's going to happen.
Yeah, whereas anxiety is kind of like, yeah, it probably ain't nothing going on, but it's here. So. Yeah.
So anxiety is a part of our body's natural reaction to stress.
Mm-hmm.
I have to stay here.
You have to stay there.
So it can be helpful at times.
Yeah.
Because it helps makes us more alert and ready for action.
Yeah. Should some shit occur, we ready.
But it can also be crippling.
Yes, definitely.
And I think the anticipatory anxiety is more like a crippling type of anxiety,
mm-hmm.
because you're anticipating something that very well may not happen.
Well, in addition to that, you're anticipating something that you've experienced in the past.
Yeah.
So you already know what the feeling is like, and you're already anticipating even like failing or something going wrong. So an example of anticipatory anxiety would be like flying or speaking in front of a large crowd, going on a first date. It's because we've already assumed that the worst is going to fucking happen.
But it might not. Like, so we have the anticipatory anxiety about getting on a plane because we've seen like planes crash.
Yeah.
We've heard about planes disappearing. And so we have the anticipation that that is a possibility that may happen to us because it has happened in the past. Because
it's something that we've experienced
exactly.
in some capacity.
Yeah.
Right. So a good thing to note is that you don't have to be diagnosed with any kind of panic disorder and anxiety disorder to experience anticipatory anxiety, because at some point we're all going to feel it. We're all going to be anxious, even if you don't have the words or the dialogue to say, hey, I'm anxious right now. That's a general feeling that we'll all come across.
Yeah. So how do you feel? Like, do you feel like anticipatory anxiety is something that you've experienced? Like, what has been your experience with anxiety?
I feel like I got a much better control over my anxiety, because in the past I can be anxious over a lot of things. There's things that I'm still anxious over, like driving, for instance. And it's not driving just casually like around. It typically occurs when I'm driving, and maybe this is my anticipatory anxiety, is driving on crowded freeways or places where there's a lot of cars on road,
mm-hmm.
and there's a chance that I might get in an accident. Because I've been in an accident multiple times on freeways. I usually don't get in an accident on the streets. She can navigate those. But I be thinking about what other people are going to do. So my anxiety is really bad. My anticipatory anxiety is really bad surrounding driving, long ways when there's lots of cars, and you know, flying.
Have all of your accidents happened on the freeway?
Yeah, for the most part. I've gotten in like a minor fender bender where somebody's like hitting me mm-hmm. from the back. No sexual. on the street.
From the back.
Yeah, on the street. But like the ones that were really, really, really bad on the freeway. So you know my nerves be so fucking bad. I be looking every which way. I'm like, whoa, they driving. So I be looking at what's coming. Like,
she be almost getting into an accident due to the anxiety.
No.
Like, we were on the freeway the other night and somebody was flashing their lights way behind us. And Germany was swerving like, why are they flashing their lights? I'm like, I'm not sure. But let's crash the car trying to figure out.
What the fuck is that, some signal? What they doing? Signaling?
I'm like, I'm not sure, but let's not crash.
I think about everything like.
Trying to figure out why.
Life or death. Like, what they doing? Signaling who they going to take out next? I'm like, the fuck going on? I don't know. The world is crazy. I'm like, why they signaling back there, Brittany? What they signaling for?
So this is why it's important for us to understand anticipatory anxiety so that we can have a better grasp on the negative effects that it can have on us.
Yeah. And really, it's good to understand that, like, when we are racking our brains about circumstances that are, we're really not in a, like, perceived threat, a situation where we really have to be in, like, fight or flight mode, there's no real danger. That's another thing to comprehend. Like, you know, like, I'm not really in any real danger right now. When I'm driving on the freeway, I'm anticipating I might be in an accident.
You,
but
kind of put yourself in a state of danger.
Right.
When you don't have to be.
Right.
That's how I feel, too. It might not be, like, something like when I'm driving on the freeway, but I'm just an overthinker, and I also have control issues, and I think the combination of both of those causes me to have anticipatory anxiety because I'm always thinking about, like, what can I do to prevent the worst from happening?
Yeah, the what ifs.
Or I know that probably something bad gonna happen, so I'm just trying to, like, brace myself for it before it happens.
Yeah.
Which is sending you through, like, this emotional roller coaster and this cycle of all these lower vibrational negative thoughts unnecessarily, because half the time the shit doesn't happen, but it doesn't matter that it didn't happen because you already done went through all of the motions.
Yeah.
So it might as well, it's kind of like, it damn near should have happened because you've already, like, experienced all the feelings as if it did happen when it didn't even happen. Like, girl.
Yeah.
Hey, Bookies. We got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like, they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When I was looking over, like, you know, talking about this when we were chatting, I realized that, like, there's a difference between flight anxiety and flight anxiety and anticipatory anxiety around a flight. So, like, flight anxiety is like you're actually there. You're on the plane. It's real time. You're feeling the feelings. You're in the seat. You're on, you know, you're in the
flight
anxiety.
So, like, for
anxiety.
Instance, if there was, like, turbulence?
Turbulence.
When you say flight, you're speaking of like a literal flight.
Yeah, like okay. I'm in a flight.
So like you're on the flight and you have anxiety because like something's going wrong with the flight or just because you're on the plane?
Yeah, because you're on the plane. I mean, either or, because you're on the plane. Nothing goes wrong on the flights that we be on and I be a nervous fucking wreck.
Let me tell y'all something.
And here you go. You love to do the drag. You love to do the drag.
I'm not doing a drag.
You are doing a drag.
I'm giving an example.
Okay, on my behalf.
I'm giving an example on Germany's behalf.
Go ahead.
We're on the plane, and, you know, when you fly, the takeoffs and landings.
I don't like it.
They're not necessarily always smooth because, mm-hmm. I mean, you're a big-ass plane.
They shouldn't
the
be
ground.
In the business.
So we hit the ground. We are flying. We hit the ground a little rough because, you know.
A lot of rough.
Germany's like.
A lot of fucking Germany,
who was already anxious before all this happened. I can tell this pilot don't know what he's doing. I'm like, how? How can you tell? Because you've been the flight.
Because he's
school.
Hitting the switches on this bitch. I'm like, whoa, no whoa, switches. Whoa. Why the fuck? Why did he hit this bitch? It's like, ain't no butter. He's up in there. Brittany, you know he was making that bitch jump.
I'm so like, what are you going to do to prepare for our upcoming flight?
That's what I have. I have tips here. There's tips. We'll be giving it. I'll be remembering for
I
myself.
I can say I was on 4 flights this weekend.
And how was it?
Phenomenal. There was no turbulence. Very
Lucky
little.
You.
There was a little bit of turbulence, but nothing that like makes me feel like, let me brace myself.
Yeah.
Now, I do hope that nothing ever happens because did you see that video of that plane? And let me not even tell you. I forgot.
But anyway,
I'm talking
anticipatory
to.
Anxiety when it comes to a flight is like being at home. Like right now, we're not even gone. And if I was already feeling like, I'm not even in the plane. I'm imagining what the flight's going to be like. I'm already racking my brain about,
okay,
oh my God,
I get you.
When we get there, what if this happens? What if that happens?
Okay.
So my I'm rational when it comes
your
to
your anxiety
my,
comes when you're on the flight.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about it.
Anticipatory is like, canceling the flight because you start thinking about all the things that can happen on the flight until you just remove yourself from the situation before you can even get there.
Yeah, exactly.
And so let's talk about some symptoms.
Yes. So some symptoms of anxiety, sweaty palms or full body sweats. I get that all the time.
Upset stomach. This is me.
The bubble
gut. I feel like I got a shit.
Yeah. The shitty. Shitty, shitty, witty.
As soon as I feel like I got a shit, when I know that I don't have to, I'm like, I'm anxious. Mm-hmm. There's something that's making me feel anxious. Okay, what is a situation?
Usually I get this feeling when we're going to record with a guest. That's a great example for anticipatory anxiety for
yes.
me. It's something that we've done before. We're, usually when we record with a guest, it goes off without a hitch. There's no issues, y'all. But I always feel like, oh, fuck. Because it's kind of like a one-shot. Like,
first of all, there's so many things happening when we record with a guest.
All
it's
I
like
need is one shot. The Danny.
An thing. Introduction, coupled with interview vibes.
Yeah.
Coupled with wanting the episode to be value added to you all.
Yeah.
Coupled with wanting the guests to feel like the episode was value added to them. There's so much that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, bitches be nervous.
Yeah. I always feel that way. That's a great, of course, public speaking. So, yeah, the sweaty palms and the full body sweats, that's a big one for me. The upset stomach, the bubble guts, yeah.
Bubble guts, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The shitty, I'm like, I can't shit right now.
I'd be like, I gotta go shit. I'll be back. I gotta come back. That's CKLS vibe. Also, so increased heart rate, that's a big one, where you just feel like your heart is gonna jump out of your chest.
Almost like a panic attack vibe.
Yes, that happens to me. When I'm really, really anxious driving on the freeway, child, when it's sick, out there, especially heading to areas like West Hollywood, where people drive like they ain't got no goddamn sense.
You need to move to the country. You would love it there.
There's
barely no cars on the road, and everybody drives slow to the point where they're like lean back in a gangsta lean. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, that's what I need. Because even I'm on the freeway, I'm like, why are they speeding? Why are they driving like they ain't got no damn sense? It's not going to be worth it, guys. Every time somebody passes me, I'm like, that car accident you're going to get into, it's not going to be worth it.
Yeah.
Fuckers. Yeah, the increased heart rate is a biggie where you just feel like, hey, heart's on the floor.
Another symptom of anticipatory anxiety is trembling. This is one I've never experienced, trembling.
Yeah, I haven't.
But if you've experienced it before, it could be because of this.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Also, hot flashes. Ooh,
I do feel increases in temperature.
Yeah, she gets the hot flashes. And the hot flash means I'm sweating. Those go hand in hand.
Did you think you felt some anticipatory anxiety for our event? Our 100 episode party?
No. I didn't feel anticipatory anxiety because we had never done that before. The public speaking part where I was just like, oh, fuck. I think that's the part that was kind of connected to just being like a little on edge. But I think I was just kind of like, fuck, I hope it goes well.
Yeah.
What about you?
A little, yeah. Because not only because of like all of the things that went into it, like the presentation, like the actual, the aesthetics. Again, like since we're like such a small team, we were helping set it up.
Yeah, we did everything.
So I was thinking like before we even got there, like I hope we set up everything in time. I hope everybody who's helping us is going to be there when they say they're going to be there. Like, you know, all those like small moving pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess not necessarily the actual event, but like everything that had to do with making the event what it was causing me some anticipatory anxiety because, like, from throwing events, I know that there's a possibility for some shit to go wrong.
Yeah.
Like, not allotting enough time to set up or certain things not looking the way you necessarily imagined them or envisioned them to look. So, yes.
Yeah, she felt it.
Thankfully, God was on our side.
Thankfully, the Lord was present in that moment.
And I was feeling hot.
Yeah.
And I was feeling like I had to shit.
Right before and we went out, I'm like, here they go. Here they go sliding down the pole. So anyway, when you feel those symptoms, it's our body's natural response to prepare of what's to come, right? So because we're naturally conditioned to expect the worst. And because of the if of everything, like what if I get in an accident? What if the plane goes down? What if they don't like the live show? What if it flops? You know, all those situations, if it was actually dangerous to us, then our body would have already prepared us to escape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because anxiety is associated with that whole flight or flight, fight or flight, either the nuck or shut up, the nuck and buck or shut up. that vibe. I'm always gonna fight, motherfucker. I do either. It depends on what's going on. Because sometimes a bitch might have to flee the flight.
You may.
And at some point, she might have to put her foot down and fight.
10 toes.
Period.
10 toes down. Okay, so there's also something.
All my life.
Anticipatory anxiety can also be chronic anticipatory anxiety. So you might have chronic anticipatory anxiety when you're worried about something for months.
Yes.
For example, like losing a job in today's economy, like, you know that you're doing the best you can do or whatever, but just for some reason you just feel nervous, like my job is on the line.
Or knowing that your job is making cuts, like, or like firing people or like downsizing, and then the economy is worse, and then you're like, well, who's up on the chopping block?
Or also maybe feeling like, I know I'm about to get broken up with.
Oh.
You know, like just anticipating something going wrong for a long amount of time.
Yeah.
Like this nigga about to dump me, or this girl about to dump, whoever you're dealing with.
They're about to cut me.
My friends are about to stop talking to me. Like something, like you're just chronically thinking or anticipating something to go wrong, which is causing anxiety.
Hey, really quick on a sidebar. Did you ever hear, like, if you buy a nigga some shoes, he gonna walk out of your life? That old folktale.
Graham told me that. Because I was buying.
Don't buy him no shoes. He's going to walk right out of your life.
I bought a nigga a couple pairs.
Really? Did they walk out? Or did you kick him out? Because that's different.
I put on the shoes that I was bought.
Oh, come on. I put on the shoes that you bought me and I hit the dough. So I guess it's true. It rings true.
Because it's if you buy a nigga, though, not if you buy a girl.
Hey, if you buy somebody some shoes, they're going to walk right out
of you. If you buy a person of African-American descent
shoes, they're going to walk out.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else?
What do you got to buy in for them to stay in and stay right?
A rock.
No, what do you got to buy a nigga?
Oh, no, I wasn't saying a rock like that. I was saying something we can ball and chain on.
Bolt them down. give me your hands. Let me handcuff your ass over.
I don't know what you buy them. I don't know. You put some roots on their ass. So anyway, when we're dealing with this chronic anticipatory anxiety, like you mentioned, you might feel some feelings of hopelessness or sadness. You might be moody or irritable. Just not here.
Yeah, withdrawing from people or things that you once enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Kind of like secluding yourself, probably because you feel like something's about to go down.
Yeah. And you might not even be able to concentrate on tasks or things that really need your undivided attention because you're just already up in arms. You can't stop thinking about the other shit that's going to happen, so you can't put your full attention on what you need to move
other
forward
day-to-day. Yeah. So here's some symptoms of chronic anticipatory anxiety. If you feel like you're always having like tense muscles,
You're like, is she dealing with that? Headaches?
You know, I haven't had back problems for a while. Remember, I was having the chronic.
Maybe you've gotten rid of some shit in your life.
Shackles.
Off your feet so you can dance.
And okay. I have been dancing.
You have been. Yeah. Another one are headaches, right? If you're feeling like these headaches are nonstop, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something wrong.
Also stomach problems. Now, this is not just like the feelings like you have to shit that come and go. Like sometimes people have real
GI issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like real issues with their stomach that never go away. Acid reflux.
Feeling like you have to throw up.
What's the other? Irritable bowel syndrome. Like so many different things that are really wrong. Mm-hmm. That's not something that just goes away. But it's because you're carrying.
Come on, the burdens of the world.
You're carrying.
Yeah.
We know this isn't funny, but you know this show.
What we do here, we try to, we couple healing with laughter.
Healing and humor, the AK.
So if you're not here for that, hit the door.
We have no problem with people leaving if it's not for you.
Yeah, because what we do is we want it to be for you.
No, but really, if you're experiencing some real stomach issues, that's really something to look into, because we might be like, oh, this is just like, you know, what I'm eating, my diet, which also plays a part in it, but it could also be something else.
It could be
something deeper.
Yeah. Also, poor sleep patterns. Ain't nothing like a bitch can't get no rest. Yeah. Can't eat, can't sleep, can't fuck. Because your sex drive might go. I put that one in
there.
We've
really become some.
What? What have we become?
Some hypersexual hottie.
I really want to. I want to do my little dance that I do. Yeah, no. Do my dance. But yeah, you know, you can't sleep, you can't eat, you can't fuck.
It's nothing like interrupted sleep.
Or yeah, interrupted yourself, fuck.
If you find yourself not being able to sleep through the night, maybe waking up constantly, this is something else that I think I may have been suffering with chronic. Up. Because I wasn't having good sleep.
Or good sex. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. It was a joke. I don't know what her pussy's doing.
I wasn't.
But yeah. This girl. Maybe. Also fatigue.
Fatigue, yes.
A result coupled of your poor sleep, means you're tired all the time. It's nothing like feeling like, I didn't get no rest and now I'm dragged. I ain't getting no sleep because of y'all. Y'all ain't getting no sleep because of me. Yeah, yes. That vibe.
And also changes in your appetite. Mm-hmm. So if you're not eating or maybe you're eating too much, it could be because of this. I know that when I'm anxious, my appetite, it ain't no appetite.
Oh, honey, I can't eat.
She ain't eating. And she ain't needs eating. To be eating. Oh, but, yeah. Like, my appetite is gone. Like,
the day of the show, hungry. I don't even know if we ate. Very little.
Oh, my God. Did we eat?
It was very little.
I don't even think I had breakfast.
Probably not. But we had a little bit of the food that we served there that we had, you know, prepared for the event. But we weren't eating a lot. So, now we need to give you the tips, the tricks, the tools to cope with this shit. Because that's what this show is about. Tools for your toolkit. We got to manage this shit. So our body's natural response is to adapt. Like, it's very good at adapting. And the best way to manage your anticipatory anxiety is to move forward towards your fear. That's the first biggie.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Feel the fear. Feel the feelings and you got to move on and get through it. Think about all the times. I ain't been on that many flights, but I'm going to say all the times.
And I can say that this year.
Oh, what you been doing?
I'm going to pat myself on the back.
Why is this?
Because I've been doing things that would be necessarily fearful for me. That I would be fearful of.
Yeah.
And I've been doing them anyway.
You've been doing them with grace.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what you have to do to get ahead of this. That's how you hop on the back of a shark.
What?
Is that a thing?
No, people don't even hop on the back of sharks. You'll get cut up, probably by a sharp fin.
Well, that's just how you tackle things and get them done, is probably what I'm bear. Trying to say. Okay, so here's a way that you can cope and manage. Yes. Here are some ways.
Right.
So one, emotion interrupt. Mm-hmm. So rather than thinking of fears as one-time events, think of them as landslides. Mm-hmm. And when you do, simply interrupt the anticipatory fear with a random positive thought.
Yes.
Okay, so we have these fears. They happen.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do is interrupt them with something like, okay, let me think of a real example. Let's just use a flight since that's what we've been using. So, Germany's feeling, I'm using you.
Yeah, you are.
Germany's on this flight and she's feeling some anxiety, or she's about to get on this flight and she's feeling some anxiety. Instead of thinking about all the negatives that can happen with the flight or whatever's causing you the anxiety, interrupt that with something positive. Mm-hmm. This flight is getting me to a destination where I'm going to have a great time and I'm going to get there safe in one piece.
Which is kind of like our second tool, right? Which is because anticipatory anxiety is a negative projection about unknown outcomes, we have to learn how to like shift that energy and make it a positive one, right? Make it a positive thoughts, because our thoughts become our reality and thoughts become things. So if we're thinking about shit already projecting that negative energy, once we shift that dialogue and create positivity, then now we've changed the narrative. We're taking it back. I want it all back. Everything that you took from me, I want it. You don't know that song, Ty Trippett?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay.
Another thing you can do is change your intentional focus.
Yeah.
So rather than focus on your heartbeat that is getting faster and faster, or doing something that is just going to go along with that or exasperate that. Like, for instance, you're feeling anxious and then you get on something like social media that makes you anxious as well.
Yeah.
That happens to me sometimes. Like, when I'm feeling anxious, I'm like, well, let me just go on Instagram. And then I'm like, I'm still feeling anxious. You need to do something that's completely different. Change your attention to something else. So have something comforting, or just know what you need to do that's opposite of the
maybe
anxiety-inducing things. Like,
journaling when you feel it. listening maybe reading, to some relaxing music.
You know one thing I know for sure?
That's a meditation. Good.
Calling a friend.
Yeah, call up a
bitch. Using the lifeline.
Call me up. Call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
Yeah.
That's okay. Another thing that we can do is monitor our anxiety, right? Focus on, or rather not focus, but put your attention on what it is that you feel like your symptoms. Are you sweating a lot? Is your heart beating? Heartbeat. Hey, you made me feel so sweet. My mom likes to crip walk to that song. Dang. But yeah, so we can notice where it's at. Like, does my stomach fucking hurt? Are my palms sweaty? Am I having a hot flash? And notice it, but don't judge it. Like, analyze it. Like, I'm having like a hot flash right now. Probably because I'm afraid to go on this flight. It's okay. I'm feeling the feelings. I'm not judging myself for having these feelings. And then suddenly you might feel more calm and relaxed because you've also faced your own symptoms and your fear. And you're looking it dead in the fucking eyes.
Yeah.
You're saying, oh, wow, we're here. This is what we're doing.
Period. And here's also some questions you can ask yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is bad, what's good?
What's good? What's good? What's good?
This is bad, but what's good?
Yeah. If this feels awful, then hey, what does good feel like?
Yeah.
And then start trying to identify with that feeling, putting those thoughts out there. You can also ask yourself, if this is so horrible, what can I look forward to?
Like the flight.
The flight. The flight is sucking a dick. But when I touch down in my destination, baby, that's what I'm looking forward to. So I know I got to get through the flight to get to the happy place.
Yes.
Right?
It's part of the journey.
You saw a part of the journey.
And the last question you can ask yourself, if this makes me feel sick, mm-hmm. What makes me feel great?
Yes. Those are good.
Great question section.
And hopefully if you can answer these questions and identify them, they'll help you develop a little bit more self-awareness. You'll be more mindful and ready to deal with your anxiety and the issues that are plaguing you. You're like, no, bitch. I'm in charge. Here's my life.
Yeah.
I'm in control.
And eliminate some of the anxiety that we're faced with. Because again, we know that anxiety is a natural part of life, but some of it is self-induced.
Yeah, a lot of it.
A lot of it is self-induced. So once we're aware of the anxiety that is self-induced and we can like start to eliminate that, then we'll realize that the anxious feelings are a little less than they have been.
Yes. That's good.
Because we know that we can't completely get rid of them, but we don't want them to take over our lives.
No. Okay. So hopefully that helps you girls.
We're going to, and this was perfect timing, especially with the flight coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see how you do.
We will. We'll be reporting
back. I
will
be here to support.
Thank you. You better not go to sleep.
Germany, I can't say that I'm not because, sis, I'm telling you, all four of my flights, I think you should implement that.
I don't think so because, no,
I need to be aware. We're going to have a couple of cocktails beforehand.
I need to be up alert, notifying the pilot, hey, the fuck going on?
Anyway.
I can't be asleep. As soon as we get in here, she puts her pillow on and goes to sleep. I'm like, hey, hey, wake up. Your friend's over here dying.
Germany, you're waking me up.
I'd be like, what you doing? Girl, you might as well get up. I'm bringing some cards or something for us to play next time. Uno. Okay. Something.
What we need to be doing is planning for our episodes when we get back.
Okay. Anyway, so, now it's time for you to pick up a pen.
We're dropping a gem. Okay. So this week we have, when I tell you we have a gem, baby, we have a gem.
Okay.
So if you looked at our stories, if you're one of our Instagram followers, mm-hmm. then you saw us share this beautiful signature smudge kit for our full moon ritual.
Yes.
Now let us give you the nitty-gritty details. This smudge kit, which comes with
so many things.
First of all, it's beautiful. It's handcrafted by a woman of color.
Yes.
Heritage Apothecary was created by a woman of color in beautiful Los Angeles. So in this kit comes sage, a bundle of sage with lavender, Palo Santo, dried flowers, an abalone shell to store your Palo Santo,
an amethyst crystal. And you get a goose feather.
You get a cute goose feather to, what is that
called? Waft the smoke.
Yes.
And all of this comes in a beautiful, beautiful box where you can keep all of your knick-knack paddywhacks together.
Where you can store your things. So
yes.
The purpose of this kit, you don't have to use it for like a full moon ritual. You can use it whenever. The purpose of this kit is to help you transform the feel of your space.
Yes.
Banish the bad vibes. Mm-hmm. Invite calm, peaceful energy into your home, your space, wherever you're using it.
Yes. To manifest your highest intentions, to decompress and relax in a world that's always on the go. It also helps you live authentically. This is great for journaling, meditation, light your sage. I've been lighting my sage every day.
Setting your intentions. Yes, I just got back home, so I'm definitely going to be activating my kit.
Yes.
Maybe tomorrow, because today has been a long day, coupled with tonight. But I just love the detail, the attention to detail that this mommy has put into, like, literally from the packaging.
Packaging was beautiful.
To, like, all of the items in the box. This is definitely a great gift.
Yes, it is.
If you're looking to gift someone, we have a discount code.
Gang gang.
That's the code. $10 off.
Gang gang, you get $10 off. We'll put in our show notes where you can buy the kit. It's on Etsy, but you can also follow our girl over at Heritage Apothecary on Instagram. Get into her, tap in. It's all natural. This is some plant-based skin, body, and energy balancing products that she has. So it's amazing.
Handmade, yes. Support Black businesses. All of the information will be down in the show notes.
So that was basically our FUBU business.
That was our FUBU, yes. Yes, all of that. So let her know we sent you. And if you're a patron, look out for some special goodies. Once we get to our 50 patrons, when we told you all that we have a giveaway coming that's going to be phenomenal, we're not fucking playing.
Period. And we're doing so well over there on Patreon. Thank y'all so much. So tap in over there if you want to be a part of the giveaway. We have some great stuff.
It's not going to be one item.
With some great brands. And we know that you'll love it.
Yes, you will.
So this week,
we have a girlfriend gag.
Yeah, somebody cared enough to write us.
Yes.
All right, let me see.
So the girlfriend gag, while she's pulling it up, is it. Where you all send our list, where you all send your questions, your comments, your concerns, and we gag about them here on the show. So you can email us at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com.
Yeah, and then we'll dish tea.
We'll dish tea.
The message says, hey, homegirls or big sisters. I've been dating my guy for almost 6 years now. We are at this point in our relationship that we don't do anything but have sex, which I'm getting so tired of doing now. I've come to him multiple times about us getting out more and doing things. His first excuse is when I get more money, but he spends $100 a week on weed. And to top this off, he never has anything to talk about when we're on the phone. He goes all day without texting or calling. And when he does call, it's when he's too tired to even open his mouth. Whenever I bring up that I'm bored and I feel like he could be doing more, he brings up old things we've done or the little trip to Chick-fil-A last week. The trip to Chick-fil-A. Nothing ever changes. Whenever I say I'm leaving, he begs for me to stay, but nothing ever changes. What are some tips that you ladies can give me for walking away? This is my first real relationship, and I'm scared, honestly. Or is this even a reason to walk away? I'm 19 years old, if that mattered. Yes, that 19. Matters.
19? They've been in this relationship since they were 13?
That's what she said. Hey, little boo-boo, you definitely are a little sister.
That's definitely a reason to walk away. Look, listen. So if something like dates, going out on dates and being taken out is something that you value and your partner's not willing to do that because they have prioritized their money to other things such as weed.
You definitely got to go. You're too young.
You're too young.
That's the only way I can put it.
You're too young. And even if you're old. Even if you were old.
That's true. That too.
Even if you were old, you don't have to put up with this. He has made it. I feel like he's made it evident that this is not something that he's able to do or willing to do. Not saying he's not able, because he's definitely able, but he's just not doing it.
At 19, like, come on.
If you're spending $100 a week on weed, I don't know what the going rate of weed is, but $100 sounds like a lot.
I don't know what the going rate
week,
is.
Per week, sis, that's 400. Quit doing that.
My bad.
She's going to knock over our setup.
You know she thick.
She's going to knock over. Her thickness is going to knock over our setup. But, sis, the tips to walk away would be, because walking away ain't easy.
No.
It's not easy, so we're not dumbing it down to making it seem like it is. But the first step to help you walk away is recognizing that you desire something and this person is not willing to give it. So you know that the only thing to do is walk away.
And maybe, you know what? Like you asked, is this a reason to walk away? Maybe we can put the ball back in your court. Perhaps you can write down the things that you want in a partner or a boyfriend or significant other at this time. Write down all of those things and see if your boo-boo matches up to those things. If you want to be taken on dates, if you want to go out, if you want to talk on the phone, if valuable conversation is important
to you.
Yeah,
there's some other things here too.
I mean, it's bigger than the
it
dates.
It seems like he's gotten really complacent.
Which you do. I mean, shit, which y'all been together since y'all were 13.
Which does happen after 6 years. That happens because, honestly, like, relationships are a choice. Like, keeping a relationship alive is a daily choice that you have to make. And time is not just the only thing that can keep us tied with someone.
No.
Shit.
You either got to cut your losses or, I mean, yeah. If you either got to cut your losses or make things different. And if he's not willing to make things different, then you have to prepare to cut your losses. But also after you've decided what's important for you in a relationship, because the thing is, ooh, where did I see this? Where did I see this? Oh, I posted this, that we are literally thinking about the attractions and the relationships that we want. We're constantly vibrating. We're emitting what we want. And when we think thoughts, we basically think up the relationship that we want, and we also think up the way that we want the person to treat us. So the thing is, what you need to do at this point is decide, even if I leave this relationship, what do I want my next partner? How do I want them to treat me? What's important to me? And go from there. Because if you want to stay in a relationship, he got to be lining up to what it is you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If that's not what you want, is you got some, yeah, a lot of years ahead of you. Your pussy still new.
19. Oh my God.
Girl. Period. Cue that song, The Destiny Child. And I wouldn't be letting him run a mile in my pussy if he wasn't doing nothing at 19. I'd be like, nope, this thing is hot and twat. Hot and taut.
Hot and ready.
Hot and ready like a Little Caesar's pizza.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
No, boo-boo, you don't deserve this. I wish you were here right now. I would cradle you in my bosom.
Yeah.
I'd be like, let me take my little sister out.
Yeah, you deserve to be taken out with something far more than Chick-fil-A. The moment he brought up Chick-fil-A, I would say, Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. That's,
how dare you just tell me food. Bring up Chick-fil-A and you don't, yeah, nah.
Y'all could be going to the movies.
Because the thing is, it doesn't have to be a super expensive date. Because I know that we appreciate effort.
Effort is what we appreciate.
And I don't know what city you live in, but I know that you can do a lot.
With a little.
Y'all in a lot skating. Of different cities. You can do a lot with a little in LA, and LA is hella expensive. So with $50, two people can have a good time.
Even if it wasn't like every day, like once a weekend, like, babe, we're going to go out on Saturday night.
Even two times a month. You know what I'm saying? It does not have to be.
Yeah.
But you know what? You set the tone.
Close whatever
you
legs.
Want. Maybe you do want it every.
Whatever you want to do, what you could really do is be like, okay, no dates, no fucking. Let's see how you want to spend your money now. Because that's what they do. You got to pay to play. You got to put the ball back in your court. And now I sound like Steve Harvey. We told you what to do. Write down the list. Stick to it. Yeah. Make an idea. Make it plain. When you think about the way you want to be treated in a relationship, or when you think about what type of nigga you want, think about the way you want to be treated in a relationship, because that's going to come too. You're going to attract it all, sweet thing. You got this.
These men.
They don't change.
19 love you. To 31. Okay.
I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah.
So we hope you all enjoyed this week's episode. Again, we will miss you while we're gone. But we won't be gone for long. Just 2 weeks. That ain't really
listen
nothing.
To some old shit.
Listen
find
to
some
old episodes. If you're feeling this episode, make sure you share it on your Instagram stories, on your social media platforms.
We're still going to be looking for you to rate and review.
Still.
That is not changing. So
we'll that means
26.
We should be coming back to 26 of those.
26 ratings and reviews. We love y'all. Keep your titties perky and your pussies wet. Bye. Love you. Ooh,
ciao.
I know it was raunchy, but so wet.
Bye.
It's still hot, girl. Something. I like to hear the word girl. Pretty color 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 girl.